Any other questions? I saw a couple of hands. Go ahead.
For private schools, like IBs and stuff, the supplemental essay, do they tend to pay more attention to the supplemental essay? Should you save, like, more potent experiences for those, or?
I don't know. That's a question, like I said, I'm not an expert. I don't know. The Common App essay that you send to all colleges should be, it can be longer. There's actually not a very large word limit on the Common App essay. My Common App essay was actually like 700 words. But with that freedom comes the lack, with that freedom of choosing your question, you get a multiple, like, 5 or 6 questions, and you basically pick the one you want to answer. So questions could be like, write about a person who has influenced you. Write about an experience who's influenced you. Write about a book that you like. There's a various number of questions that are very open-ended, and because of that, I don't know if colleges weight that one more, or if they weight their specific answer. I would believe they would like to weight them equally, but pay more attention to the one that they asked you, because you have to answer it. So, I saw another hand. This area. Was there another hand? Any other questions about college essays? Because they are really important, and I like that you're asking good questions. Let's see. One of the things about college essays. In general, talking the college app process, when you write the college essay, you want to take time to write it well. Like I said, it matters that you have to write well. You don't have to be the next William Faulkner in your essay, by far not. If you read some people's essays, you can tell they have a voice. Like, they can write in short sentences, and they can, you know, like, throw in slang if that's who they are. If that's how they want to portray themselves to the colleges, they can do that. I know people, there's a really great essay that got admitted to Harvard and Columbia that my mom found, and the title was called Crap. And then the first line was, I love crap. That was the opening, and I was like, this is brilliant. Why did I think of this? And it's basically an essay about a girl who was really kind of weird, and she was like, I like dirty shoelaces and thrift store jeans, and I like this, that, and the other. But she was painting a very unique picture of herself, and in it, she wove it. She was Chinese, I believe she was Asian, because she mentioned that her parents grew up in post-Mao China, and, you know, she didn't have enough money to, you know, like, buy it all, so she made her own. Like, she mentioned it kind of offhand and casually, but, you know, with this kind of crazy opening line of, like, I love crap, and she was able to show a really big side of herself, and you really get a sense of who she was, and I was just like, this is awesome. Those are kind of the weirder essays. One of the things that some of my friends wrote essays about, a lot of them wrote about the activities they did, because you have to. So William Chen, Harvard, he wrote about mock trial, because he was in mock trial with me. He wrote about how that changed him and how that changed his beliefs and his political beliefs about freedom of speech and civil liberties. And then he wrote about math team, because that was his, like, opus, magnum opus. He was the math person. He was the math guy. And he also wrote an essay about Rubik's Cubes, because he's a Rubik's Cube solver. Like, he's one of those super nerds. Like, he goes to Rubik's Cube tournaments, and I believe his best time at solving a Rubik's Cube is, like, 19-point-something seconds. So he was just, like, he's one of those crazy guys who just, like, likes to do that. And that's super nerdy of him, but he wrote an essay about how he liked to solve Rubik's Cubes. But then he changed it. Like, he started making a metaphor about how the cube was, like, it's kind of like a, you know, there's different colors on it, but when you solve it, it becomes a whole part. And what he said was that's kind of indicative of the Rubik's Cube community that he was in. You know, there are a lot of different people who like to solve Rubik's Cubes, and they come to these tournaments, and they, you know, share and relate to each other. And so this little Rubik's Cube nerdy essay became something quite profound, and you're like, gosh, that's kind of insane. And so that's his essays. Those are my essays. Other essays I wrote about food. I wrote one about food. And how I am the first opening sentence was, I am a banana, because I am yellow on the outside, Asian, and white on the inside. And that was the premise of my essay, was about how food in my life reflects culture and how I really like multicultural things. I also wrote an essay about being Asian. That was for a scholarship. And then I wrote an essay on my Common App essay I wrote was about being a writer, because that was my magnum opus. It was my my thing. I'm the writer girl. He was the math guy. I'm the writer girl. So yeah, that's a bit about essays. I want to move on to any. I'm gonna move on to a little bit of miscellaneous stuff. What time is it right now?
It's okay. It's 7:30.
Oh, we're making great time. Any other questions about essays? Yeah, go ahead.
So I was wondering, like, as you applied to the colleges, did you write like one serious, like very introspective, like essay about like this essay I wrote about color guard, and then like purposely write one so like lighthearted about food?
It wasn't my intention. Actually, my color guard one is actually not very serious at all. It's kind of tongue in cheek too. My most serious essay was the one I wrote about the schizophrenic. I think, but I also thought that was my driest essay. I thought it was like, oh, this is the boringest thing I've ever written. But apparently somebody in the committee of the, I'll talk more about college admissions, like what actually goes on from what I know about it. It's like a huge secret enterprise where they like debate about you in committee and you're like a bill. But from what I know, somebody there was like, I like this. And I didn't think so. I thought my best essay was the food essay. I sent that one to Harvard, Columbia, and a small liberal arts college called Pitzer. I didn't get accepted to any of them. So I was like, huh, that's weird, because I thought that was my best essay. And it might have been, which is why I chose it for those specific colleges, but it might not have been enough. So I don't know what college essay works. Really, it's about, you know, it's kind of arbitrary. So I would suggest try a different variety of, like, styles, I guess. But if you have a voice, stick to it. So stick to... Try different experiences, do like a fun one to show that you're a funny person, and then do a serious one. And then if you like them, send them both. Yeah, I think that's a really good plan. I didn't intentionally do it that way, it just how it turned out. Any other questions? Yes, go ahead.
How many essays did you write this semester?
For my colleges, 3 for the Common App, because you end up writing no more than 6. That's kind of insane. It depends on how many colleges you're applying to. When you're applying to low double digits, single digits, including UCs, remember, UCs, all one essay, 2 essays, all the campuses across the California. But with every supplemental, they might ask weird questions. Most of the time, they're not weird enough that you can't use a different essay for, you know, different colleges. For instance, my Princeton one ended up going to Brown and UPenn. The Common App one is sent to everyone. And then the 3rd essay I used was my food one, which was sent to like Harvard and Columbia and stuff like that. And then UCs, you have my color guard. I had a color guard essay and my writer essay. So I ended up sending in 4. That was my max number. And that's really, I think, under 5 is probably the best number to have. It really depends on how many colleges you apply to again. But the more essays you have to write, the more colleges you apply to, they're asking weird questions, the less time you get to spend per essay. So you're really kind of, you're cutting down, you have to take more time and more initiative if you're going to be applying to 17 Ivy League, well, 17 private schools and all the UCs, you know what I mean? So it depends on how many colleges you're applying to. Usually most people have found that they can submit 1 or 2 for every single college. So like 3 essays, and it covers every single one because they're so generic. Unless you're applying to all the weird schools, UChicago and NYU, which are great schools, but they're weird. They like to throw curveballs at you.